came here with Lee Sutton, women's team's manager. A bit of a cagey first half, but the victory was good in the end.
Yeah, we don't want to go out there and play boring football, so we'll make it hard for ourselves.
Yeah, that was certainly the case. A couple of pretty much open nets almost missed, and quite a few other chances fluffed. We got the early goal through Liv. That's the 400th competitive goal. But after that, we seemed to stutter.
Yeah, it's just it's one of, for some strange reason, the first half we always have dodgy halves, and then second half they come out and do what we've got to do.
Yeah, so one all first half, but we certainly knuckled down in a couple of substitutions, probably changed, give us a bit more muscle in the midfield.
Yeah, that's obviously the first half we saw that some of the girls a lot bigger than us, so it's we had to change things and play football, and to be honest, with the changes and the way the girls played today, it was excellent. They all did well
in atrocious conditions.
Oh, it's unbelievable, but we won't have it any other way.
no we certainly had our fair share of wet games, let's say. But I didn't think it was going to be too bad, but it just seemed to seep in everywhere, that water, and thankfully it wasn't too windy either, because that would affect the girls' play a bit more.
That's it, it's one of them that obviously a few of them slipped with air, and even with mold, so the water has been quite bad, but it's just good to get games on. So, you know, there's a lot of teams out there at the moment struggling to get them on, so we just need to carry on playing football and hopefully get ready for next week.
Yep, so 7-1 today, probably anything near as adventurous as that next week. That's going to be quite a toughie in the cup.
Yeah, definitely. Bolton are a great team, obviously disciplined, and they're, I think, the third at the moment in the league above us, so you know they're doing something right. So it will be a really tough game, and to be honest, I think that will test us in all ways.
Yeah, all those half chances that we had today, they've all got to be going in next week.
Definitely. It's the girls know, obviously we have some games where I wouldn't say it's going to be an easier game, but we sort of look at the stats and we know obviously they're not near the top, but with Bolton I think we are going to struggle a little bit, but we've got to push on and come out hopefully with a win.
Well, I suppose we'll struggle, but sometimes I think we take it easy against the teams that we shouldn't necessarily and make it difficult for ourselves. I remember a game a few years ago when we were one of the teams that we should have beat. We were 1-0 down at half time and won 11-1. So once we'd actually assessed what needed doing and got down to it, hopefully we can do that from the beginning next week.
Well, that's it. It's, obviously, we tell them that we've got to sort of start the game as we finished the previous game. But for some strange reason, we tend to go out there and we panic, and we obviously fluff a lot of the balls. And it's one of them that it takes us probably the 45 minutes to sort of get our heads around it, then play proper football. Because the second half, some of the passes and the movement within the second half was excellent.
Yeah, some good stuff, definitely. Yeah, I think they held it together as a proper team in the second half. They just looked a little bit disjointed in the first half. Let's hope we can do a bit better in the... What's the cup? Is that still the Argyle Cup?
The Argyle Cup, yeah. I think it's the quarter-finals, this one. So so hopefully we can do something good there.
Excellent. Let's hope we get some few fans up there. Is it Lostock Way, something like that?
Yeah, I think it's something to do with the Bolton's training ground, so I think it's Lostock.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be good to see a lot of people there and cheer the girls on, and hopefully...
Let's hope the weather's going to be a bit better and we can get a few fans to cheer us along. Thanks very much, Lee Sutton.
Cheers.